This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, where it's going to be really chilly by morning. It's 46 degrees out here right now, going down to somewhere near 40 and lower temperatures above me, and a frost warning all the way down to Naples and Alligator Alley tonight. Now, we also are broadcasting from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, where I know it's warmer, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so much for what you're doing and how you're doing it and where you're doing it. We appreciate you keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. You can also follow us at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page there. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter, at Captain Chimera. We'll be back on Parler when they come back. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things we have there. Okay, good morning to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hello, hello.
Hello, Captain.
It is time to see the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start the show out tonight with the strange circumstances going on right now with AOC. You couldn't make this step up if you tried. She came out and she made a big deal out of, oh, I was threatened. I was near death because they were coming for me and they were attacking me in my building, in my office, and I had to hide. Never happened. Never happened, Kyle.
Well, no, she was not in the Capitol building. She was in the nearby Cannon building.
And she wasn't even in her office. She was in an adjoining office of another colleague of hers. And the person that came knocking on the door that scared the hell out of her was a black police officer, Capitol police officer, in uniform, trying to get everybody out of the building and get them over to a safer location. Now, that's stupidity at its highest level.
Well, certainly the connotation was that she was in the Capitol building. And
no, she said it. She said it. There's no doubt about it. She said it.
Mm-hmm.
So she lied. She just flat out lied.
Well, again, it was to get mileage, I'm sure. But now
we're
rolling back to mileage.
I don't care. They're going after Marjorie Taylor Greene for comments that she made previously. This is a comment that AOC made just a couple of weeks ago, okay? And they're going after Marjorie Taylor Greene for comments that she made on the Internet or wherever she made it. And here AOC has got this huge lie, in-your-face lie, and we're not concerned about her, but yet we're concerned about this Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, oh, by the way, got elected by her constituents.
Well, right. And again, yeah, this goes to there is absolutely no even-handedness in dealing with these kinds of statements or any of these sort of incendiary things that happen. And so it's very, very sad. And the American people see that. They watch that. And they completely understand it, I think.
I don't think so, because here's why. Here's what was reported on all the major news networks when this came out. Quote, Ocasio-Cortez. And so I run back into my office. I slam my door. There's another kind of like back area to my office, and I open it, and there's a closet in the bathroom, and I jump into my bathroom. Never happened.
Well, yeah. I mean, again, this is, you know, the more that this comes out, but in terms of the even-handedness, people totally get that there is a double standard here. Absolutely. How these are perceived, how they're covered, and especially how the Democrat Party elite react to these things.
And she was in the office of Representative Katie Porter, a Democratic colleague from California. That's where she was. And instead of thanking the police officer who came to get them out of there and get them out of harm's way, she painted him as a danger to which she was afraid because she feared for her life because a police officer, of all things, opened the door. And she was scared that the officer was instead of being focused and getting people out of the building so quickly, that he was trying to come after her because she was a congresswoman. I mean, come on.
Well, she's trying to get as much, distance on that as she possibly can.
She's a lying sack of you-know-what, and I'm not going to say the word, okay? That woman deserves to be ostracized, hung out to dry, and censured for lying blatantly to the country.
One would think, yes.
No, there's no one would think about this. It's a definite situation. Because now you got Liz Cheney, who last night had to go before her caucus, and there was a bitter battle about her staying in as the number three person in the Congress, and she managed to do it, but I guess she had to apologize or whatever in secret, because we're not knowing for sure what went on, because the meeting was not public, of course, but she says we're going to move on past the controversy, and we're going to do what we need to do to build up our coalition again. So that's where we're at with that. But she is still going to keep her leadership position after this bitter debate that they had last night in the GOP caucus and in the House.
Well, right, yeah, and it really just shows, again, the deep divisions that remain there. But there are many divisions, I think, in the Democrats and which are transferring to the country as well.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to break, and when we come back, more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and we shall return. And Kathy's going to give you the phone number, so don't go nowhere. Lots going on tonight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, I do take Relief Factor, and I've been taking it for over 5 years. I take it because of two situations I have. Number one, I've broken my back twice. My spine has been fused. And number two, my left ankle replacement that I had as a result of what happened to me at the World Trade Center and the swelling I have there, as well as the and by the way, when it's cold outside with a titanium ankle, tell me about it. But anyway, Relief Factor and its combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is part of my problem. Now, it also goes to the source of the pain to alleviate or lower or even eliminate the pain altogether. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation. It decreases the discomfort you're under, and it also supports the healing process. These are all good things for you. Now, the best part about that is it only costs $19.95 to get started with a three-week quick start. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try it out. The 1995 3-week quick start. You'll know in 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you or not. Then if you want to get on the automatic delivery, you get on the automatic delivery. Otherwise, you just you don't worry about it until you need it again and you start over again, which is what a lot of people do. But there you go. That's relieffactor.com/captain, the 1995 3-week quick start. And speaking of quick start, here's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So we did get off to a quick start there talking about this nonsense that's out there with AOC, because it's hard to fathom, just hard to fathom what it is that the people, they can't touch her. They can't touch Tlaib. They can't touch Presley when they come up with these god-awful things that they say on the floor of the Congress, which are just horrible. I mean, it's unpatriotic. You got to wonder, you talk about inciting things, they're inciting things when they get on the floor and they talk the way they do about different stuff.
Well, I think that the Democrat Party elite are, in many ways, they're a little bit scared of coming out against them. Yeah, exactly.
You know why?
Why is that?
They're minorities, and they're afraid to go after anybody that's a minority because their agenda has been to kowtow to the minorities and give them everything and anything they want to buy their vote.
Well, I do think that they fear some kind of blowback in the sense that, because was it Omar just recently saying something about she was people trying to get her off a committee or something, that was somehow a racist.
Yeah, it was racist.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So
and homophobic.
Right, so she's playing that card just as a matter of course. And
how about you shouldn't be on it because you're a national security clearance? How about that one? Let's tell her that and get that stuck in her face and let her understand it, because that woman is a national security risk.
Well, and that's why the smokescreen that she puts up that way. And again, this should be concerning to everyone. And it's not just Omar. I mean, Eric Swalwell, from what we know, at least from what little we know, seems to have had some kind of relationship with a Chinese spy. And he sits on the House Intelligence Committee.
Still there.
So it's by people's, or what they're doing, what they've said, what we know already, those are the things, these are the determining factors. But when you start throwing up smoke screens, like, well, that's bigoted, that's racist, and so don't talk to me, don't say anything, don't even evaluate what I'm doing, then that's where we really start to lose. And our country is actually put in a very bad position because of that.
Now, there is something right now which we're finding out about with President Joe Biden. It's called his approval rating, which is at a much lower level at this couple of week venture in of his presidential campaign than was Barack Obama or Donald Trump at the same time during their tenures at 2 weeks in. Joe Biden just dropped down to a 49% approval rating. And at this same time, Barack Obama was at 69% and Donald Trump was at 65% 2 weeks in to their presidency. Joe Biden has got a problem. And I think what it is all the executive orders that he's stuck in there, people are now starting to realize. Plus, look at all the people that lost their jobs in the oil and gas industry. People are starting to realize that, hey, this is not good.
No, it's not good. And even people outside of the oil and gas industry that are in ancillary industries, that service industries, hospitality, so forth, they're
the McDonald's, the Burger King, the Pizza Huts that all give them. Yep.
Exactly. It's a domino effect. And but this is really, really confusing, I think, Captain. 49% approval rating for Joe Biden 2 weeks in. But wait a minute. Aren't we coming off the Trump presidency, a one-term presidency? Biden got some 80 million votes, we're told. And wait a minute, I thought everybody's supposed to be super happy and Biden's going to come in and fix everything, unite everybody, and everything's going to be fine, that Trump was gone. But I think you're right, Captain, people aren't happy. They saw what happened with these executive orders, and they see that it runs completely contrary to whatever expectation they had of transitioning from President Trump to President Biden. So he's digging his own hole on this.
Well, the over-under on this, are 49% of Americans polled, and these are American voters, by the way, say that they approve of the job that Joe Biden's done, and 36% say that they disapprove, and 16% say they just don't have any clue at all.
We have no opinion. I wonder. I always wonder about that particular percentage.
They're probably smoked up on a little barley or something. So you know, that's maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Or under a rock. I mean, you'd have to be under a rock. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I got to allow enough time to do this, and I will do it when I get around to it. But after the bottom of the hour, folks, we're going to talk about the Pentagon and the stand down orders that are coming for all branches of the military as how to address white nationalism and other extremism in the ranks. Well, let me tell you something. China and Russia and their forces, when they heard that story, they are laughing at what they're considering to be the wusses in the United States military that are going to have to get deprogrammed to become more sensitive, because God forbid we can have anyone with any opinions or any attitudes about anyone, this, that, and the other, that it might be awful and terrible. I mean, have you ever, you think those people care about that? How about the Uyghurs? How about the Chinese and the Uyghurs? You think they care about that?
No, not in the least. Yeah, this is quite a bizarre story, and one of the headlines, too, Captain.
But don't take it too far, because we don't have enough time to talk about it.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll talk about it after the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, now I do want to go to this. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention came on and just blew little Dr. Fauci out of the water. They've said that teachers do not need to receive COVID-19 vaccines before the schools can safely open.
Yeah, this is really huge, because this has been one of the major impediments to being able to get schools to reopen.
It's because of the teachers union. They said, we're not going back. Well, according to the CDC, they don't need to. And why is that, do you think?
Why is that?
It's because the younger people don't possess that much of a risk when it comes to the COVID.
Well, that seems to be what we have been experiencing. And especially, the young kids. Yeah, they don't seem to be as big of an issue per se. And so again, we've had schools open here in Southern California, mostly private schools, but we're not seeing the kinds of problems that one might expect if it was in fact a super spreader sort of a situation.
Now, very quickly, Congress and President Biden are wrangling over legislation that would send Americans another round of stimulus checks. Majority of voters, 59%, say a new round of stimulus checks is necessary to help the country recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. And it looks like as if that amount of money is going to be $1,400.
That's what it looks like. And, yes, I would agree. I think most people will believe that having a COVID stimulus check is key to getting the economy to recover. That being said, we may see that 49% approval rating drop even further when people realize that even after getting the $1,400, which, of course, they need, there's no doubt, we support giving it to them, that because the economy will not come back the way that it might have under Trump, with low taxes and deregulation.
I have something to say about the economy that may astonish you, but it's because of what Donald Trump did, not because of what Joe Biden is attempting to do right now. And we are getting ready to take a break. I'm just waiting for the music to come up in my ear, which here comes right now. But we are going to be talking about, probably in the next hour, what's going on with the economy. And, folks, it's not what you think it is. It's not what you think it is. That's all I'll say. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about what they're going to be doing in the military. You won't believe this. You veterans out there, you're going to just shake your heads and go, what the hell is going on? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Following a Wednesday evening meeting, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced there would be no disciplinary actions taken against Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene for past controversial statements. McCarthy did condemn those statements and said that he didn't want to discipline someone for something they said before coming to Congress. He told reporters that unlike the Democrats, Republicans have a history of removing members from committees for inappropriate comments.
Now that you're a member of Congress, now it's a responsibility of our conference to hold people accountable. And you know the unique thing is? We have a long history of doing that, just as we were going to change something here. It's on the Democratic side that it's very difficult that they don't ever do that. When Omar made her comments, Wooden kept her on foreign affairs. We removed Steve King when he made comments as a member of Congress. What's unfortunate is that Democrats don't keep that same standard.
This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
And howdy, 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 and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. By the way, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving money for people money for over 75 years. They currently happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They'll insure the auto you drive in, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck. How about if you got a boat, motorcycle, RV, or even an ATV? They'll insure all that for you. And they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, here's what you do. You go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and it'll prompt you for your zip code so they know where you're calling from or where you're talking to them from. You can also call them if you want to. But you'll get a prompt for that. And it'll ask you, would you like an insurance rate quote, this, that, and the other? And they'll ask you a couple questions, which is pertinent to the vehicles that you're driving. You answer the question, and boom, you know right away what the rate's going to be and whether or not they'll be able to save you money. Well, if you're as lucky as I was right off the bat, they've saved me money every year I've been with them. The reason I know that is because I check my premiums every year by checking with other companies, and nobody can help me the way Geico does. Now, what you do is you go to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. You ask for a rate quote for the car, the truck, the motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV that you're driving, and then you bundle it with your homeowner's or renter's insurance, and your premium will drop like a rock.
because that's what they do. They get you in what's called a bundle. It saves you a bunch of money, and away you go. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go over there, check them out, see what they can do for you, and don't forget to tell them you heard the captain tell you that. All right, here we go. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, if I were sitting here, and we were a couple of generals talking back and forth, and I said, hey, General Kyle, we got a problem here. And I'm not really sure how to address this this extremism that's starting to show up in the ranks, this white nationalism and the other extremism that's out there. I don't know what to do. Should we bring in the psychs for this one, or what should we do? Should we just shut things down and retrain the troops? Is that what we should do, General Kyle?
That is a weird question, only because when you hear the term stand down, you know, that says a certain connotation. That sounds like you're standing down, like the military.
You stand down from whatever your basic orders were to do this activity, which, by the way, they're going to pause all regular activity at some point during the next 60 days to tackle the issue with some sort of training. Some sort of training where the psychologist and psychiatrists are going to come in. And this is coming from General Lloyd Austin, who, of course, made history by becoming the military's first black defense secretary after a long career rising up in the ranks of the Army. And he said that he underscored that there is a need to now get rid of the racists and extremists in the military.
Well, of course, nobody agrees with racism and extremism,
nope.
And that's not something that our country is about. But I guess I'm having trouble processing this idea that somehow you would telegraph to, I don't know, maybe our foes around the globe, that somehow the military would be offline for a time or something. It just doesn't make any sense.
I can tell you the Chinese, the Russians, probably the Iranians, probably the North Koreans are laughing as loud as they can laugh about hearing this kind of news that was put out yesterday. This came through Reuters, but we've been hearing the rumblings about this for a while. This is a major news story out there now, and this all was been brought about by the current and former military service members who were found to have participated in the siege of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Now, even though it's around 150 or so people that we know of so far, and I don't think the number's going to go much higher, some of these people were tied to some real radical outfits, which we've already mentioned, the Proud Boys, the Antifa, some of those folks are on the other side of the aisle, but they're still got a military background to them. The Bugalusa boys as well, and some of these other groups, they're paramilitary, which is why you saw them dressed up the way they were and had the gear on that they had.
Well, exactly right. I think that if there are any issues with the servicemen and women in our military, if there would be any issues, that maybe the Secretary of Defense would take care of these kinds of things without maybe transmitting it to the rest of the world that this is what's going on. In other words, try to deal with this stuff in-house so you don't denigrate the perception of our fine military, you know, across the world, in the sense that,
well,
wait a minute, something's horribly wrong here.
I will tell you that not all members of the military are in any way descriptive as racist and extremist, but I will tell you that some of the frontline, hard-line charging frontline combat units have got attitudes, okay? And the attitudes are what keep them alive when they get into a combat situation. And for them to suddenly become, oh, well, you can't say this, you can't do that, you can't do this, it might offend somebody, that's nonsense, because those people break things, destroy things, and kill people. That's what they do.
Well, it reminds me a little bit, Captain, maybe it's not a one-to-one correspondence, but I remember when Barack Obama came into office, they tried to rewrite all the rules of engagement and all these things that made it much more difficult for us to get that.
And what happened to our casualty levels when that happened?
Yeah, they went up.
Thank you. You're darn right they went up. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is wrong, and I understand where they're coming from with Joe Biden and all that stuff, but the thing of it is when you look at this, we don't know what the Pentagon is actually up to here. We'll just have to take a look and see. Now, here's a quote from the press secretary over at the Pentagon. He said, and this is former Admiral Kirby, John Kirby. He said, we just don't know how we're going to be able to get after this in a meaningful, productive, and tangible way. And that's why General Austin had this meeting today, and that's why he certainly ordered the stand down. Well, okay, we'll see what happens. But I'm telling you, there are people around the world that are absolutely flat out laughing at this. Laughing, as well they should.
Well, and perhaps even planning something to do as
could
a result
be.
Of this. Yeah, and again, we're just speculating, but again, the reason why there is as much peace in the world as there even is at this point, and that's not saying a lot, but is because the idea that the American military is ready to go at a moment's notice on these things. And any perception that there's some kind of problem that's going to stop them from being able to execute their duty, and you take care of these things, and that nobody's saying don't do that. But it's very, very strange. And as you said, yeah, they're laughing, and that's hopefully the extent of it at this point.
Now, I thought China was our Joe Biden's friend and pal.
Right.
Well, China's told the United States to butt out of the Hong Kong matters when it comes to whatever's going on there. It's an early challenge, certainly, for the new presidency of Joe Biden after his Secretary of State said the U.S. should do something to offer haven to pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. And China came back and said, butt out.
Yeah, and they're saying the same thing, evidently, to the U.K., because Britain has, you know, talked about getting citizenship, this kind of thing for Hong Kong democracy people, and they're being told to butt out as well. So China takes this stuff very serious. They're playing for the marbles here. There's no doubt.
So what are you thinking? I got a question here. This is by the internet. Let's see, who is this? This is coming from. Come on now. This is coming from Al, and Al is saying so. What do you think they're going to do to Marjorie Taylor Greene? I think they're going to try to censure her.
Yeah, I think so. There's the vote coming up on Thursday, today.
Yeah, it was supposed to happen yesterday, and then they put it off.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, they probably will end up doing that. But at the same time, though, hopefully they will also see a lot of the very bad and incendiary things that are happening on the Democrat side of the aisle and be even-handed about it.
Oh, and I should qualify, this is not our Al in Nebraska, this is Al in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool.
Yeah,
Al
so,
in Tampa.
Yeah, we got another Al.
Very nice.
Al's all over the place. By the way, very quickly here, the Parler CEO, John Mates, was fired by the Parler board. He's no longer the CEO. I'm not shocked to hear that.
No, and it looks like there's going to be, to me, I think it sounds like there's movement on getting some kind of moderation going, or this kind of thing that's going to be more in line with what the expectations were before. But his expectations, I think, were different, and this is according to his statement that he put out, is the basic gist of it, that he had a sort of a different vision for the uncensored.
He said he's also been barred from Parler. So I guess all the rest of us have too, but now he's part of one of us because he was posting some messages. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with our first Truckers Highway Bible Report. We got us a big old snowstorm in the mid part of the country moving to the east. We'll tell you where it's at, what's going on. There's blizzard conditions in part of the Midwest along I-80 tonight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best.
Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, betcha. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We sure do appreciate you. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning tonight. Thanks for standing on that wall. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by two great truck stops merged together in one big old chain, Flying J and Pilot Travel Centers. And let me tell you something. If you haven't been to one of them, pull in there and stop. You'll find out why. And when you do that, tell them that the captain sent you, and guess what? You'll be getting yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee as a result. Now, make sure you join the Drivers Club, too, because that's the other benefit that comes to it. All right, well, we're going to get it started right now. We're going to do something that I haven't heard in a while, but ain't that America? Here we go.
Front yard, you know he thinks he's got it so good.
says, hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a flower. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home on the free? Yeah, little pink houses.
John Mellencamp, Ain't That America, and that's a classic there, Kyle. And by the way, the cleaning lady's here. I had her dancing to it.
Yeah. that is a great song.
Oh, yeah.
And he paints a real picture with those verses and everything. It really is a classic, and it stands up over time, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and the video that comes along with it, it's got a whole bunch of, well, it's all about America. I mean, this is at a time when, you know, we really needed something like that, and we got it. Okay, well, let me get going with the weather statement. It's kind of compact at the moment, but it's bigger than what it looks, what it sounds like. A powerful cold front is going to bring freezing rain, heavy snow, strong winds, and blizzard conditions to the upper Mississippi Valley, into the upper Great Lakes, and it's moving to the east. Now, hazardous travel is expected. There is a blizzard warning right now for the central part of Iowa, just north of Des Moines, all the way up to the Minnesota line on I-35. Be advised of that. That's going to be real exciting. And cold Canadian air will follow the system and cause a geographic drop in daily temperatures for half of the country, including where I'm at, where we've got a frost warning tonight, Kyle, all the way down to Alligator Alley, going across to Fort Lauderdale. But it's not in Fort Lauderdale, halfway across, and Naples, too, got a frost advisory. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. Down here in Southern California, we're looking at a wind advisory. This is going to be north of Los Angeles up through the Oxnard area, Ventura. This is going to be along the Interstate 5 freeway in Santa Clarita. So check out the wind advisory there. Not a whole lot else right now in terms of warnings and in the state of California tonight, except up in the corner there where California meets Nevada near Reno and Carson City and Lake Tahoe. We've got a lake wind advisory, and that's going to spill over on both sides of the border there near Carson City as well, coming across I-80 near Truckee. So be careful on the roads there. Up near Seattle, Washington, winter weather advisory in the northern part of Washington State. Over in northern Idaho, winter weather advisory going on there outside of Spokane or near Spokane, Washington. At Coeur d'Alene, Idaho tonight, looks like it's, I think, 32 degrees right now. And that's near, of course, 4th of July Pass. They're reporting wet pavement right now and expect rain in that area as well. Over in Montana, in Helena and north of Helena, we've got a winter weather advisory for this. Also encompasses Great Falls all the way up to the Canadian border, and a winter storm watch. This is going to be in the Billings area as you come across I-90, and that's going to dip down into northern Wyoming, also on I-90 as well. South near Laramie, where it looks like it's about 17 degrees right now, winter weather advisory coming across I-80. This continues on towards Elk Mountain, of course. And then down into Colorado, we've got winter weather advisory. This is all going to be east of the I-25 corridor. Winter weather advisories, winter storm warning outside of Denver coming across I-70. And that's going to be with you all the way until you get about to, Eagle, Gypsum, Glenwood Springs area. And also a wind advisory near Santa Fe in New Mexico tonight.
Now, let's go up into North Dakota, northwestern part of North Dakota. Bitter cold temperatures up that way, single digits and even below zero wind chills up in that area. Let's move on down to Nebraska, east of central Nebraska on I-80, all the way to Chicago and beyond I-90, I-94. All the way to Detroit, you've got snow. It starts up in Nebraska just with a winter storm watch and with snowfall, general snowfall across most of Nebraska from the South Dakota line on down to Kansas, and then it goes straight across the middle part of Iowa tonight. Winter storm warning all the way across over into halfway across Illinois along I-80. But if you're going up I-35 north out of Des Moines, you will be in a blizzard warnings all the way up to the the Minnesota line. Then you got snow tonight in Minnesota that angles across up into the all of Wisconsin, but it goes across the southern central one-third of Wisconsin, Minnesota. And then when it gets to Wisconsin, you've got snow all across Wisconsin, a winter storm warning for the northeastern corner from north of Milwaukee on up to Green Bay, on up into the northern peninsula of Michigan right now, winter storm warning there, and then a general snow across half of Michigan moving to the east. Now, we do have fog in the western part along I-75 from Toledo on down to, on down about 100 miles south of Toledo on I-75. And then I-70, coming across I-70 towards Columbus, you've got fog almost all the way to Columbus, dense fog advisory. You've got lake effect snow tonight, Buffalo to the east. You've got lake effect snow tonight north of Oswego County, Jefferson County, Lewis Counties to the east into the Adirondacks and the Tug Hill Plateau. That is lake effect snow. Then down in the south, southern Georgia, southeastern Georgia, Brunswick, Valdosta, Jacksonville, on down to Daytona and Melbourne and across the I-4 quadrant all the way over to Tampa. You've got a freeze warning. You've got a frost warning. You've got a frost advisory all the way down in Florida to beyond Lake Okeechobee to just north of, if you can believe this one, just north of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, across Alligator Alley, which is I-75 down there, all the way to Naples and south down Naples, almost to where the Keys start in, a frost advisory. Really cold in the deep south tonight. And it's just going to be that way. And, Kyle, all I can tell you is these truckers that are going up into the Northland where it's colder, where they got the snow and all that stuff. And, by the way, they've still got lots of winter driving conditions if you're going up 95 into Maine. You need to have your fuel right. You need to have some extra supplies with you just in case you get caught up in this next storm coming across I-80, which is going to be probably by the end of the day. We're going to be talking about it tonight over in Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and maybe even more in New York State. All right, hold that thought, my friend. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we come back with hour number two. Yeah, it's wintertime in America. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.